The whole thing on the Chav Vav and Mabei is in the Rashi. Hilchos of Rabbi Elazar. Shapostel b'toyf say gittin gzer mishum tarif. So Elazar did not allow typhus by get. So the more so Rav said about Rabbi Elazar, Tuvina de Chachimi, Ma'usher Shebe Chachamim. He's the most fortunate amongst the Chachamim. We pass on like him. Now, Morris says, do we pass on him? I feel Bashashtar is Bemai Tapligi, Polygri Belozer, Adar Behuda, Ba'akshur Batoif Seishtaris. He does allow other stories to be written, Typhus. So Amarav Nami, Aloha Kribalozer, does Rav say Aloha Kribalozer? But to me, it's a question. Because Rapapi said in the name of Rava that Ashrata Kiyam Ashtar, so Ashrata is a Kiyam Ashtar, it's a Shadim Edom Al Ksav Yudayim Abezin. The Edom will come to Bezin and testify that this is their signatures. The Bezin Kosin by in the Bezin will write on the star the following statements. And Moshe Tlosa Havina, we were sitting as a Bezdin. We were three seated together. Vasu Ploni, and then these two people came, Asidu Achasimus Yodayu, they testified on their signatures. Vashrunoyi Vikiamnoyi Kirchozi. Therefore we have strengthened this document and been Makayamit that it's about as to be used appropriately. Vakhasu, and then they sign. So he says that if they would write up that language before the Edom testify, it's a Mechti Kishikra, because they're saying that so and so came and says that these are their signatures. They haven't come and they haven't said anything. So it's a Mechti Kishikra.
Do they write on the star?
They write it on the star. I'm not sure what the procedure is exactly. Listen, there's no room to write on the star. They write on the back. I'm not sure what they do with it. The standard was to write on the star. Okay. So the Mora asks, the Mora says, we don't pass like our papi. Because Reb Nachman said that Remeir allowed the get, even if it's Matzah Ba'ashpa, V'lo'nichtav L'shem Isha Klal, it wasn't written for any woman. Amalo Cheshin L'mechti Keshikra Kima D'nechtav B'ito Uzmano. Since it was, as long as it was signed properly, the fact that the language of the documents is not really correct. Is when when it's signed, it's correct, that's sufficient. You're not worried about the ksiva not looking proper. Samura says, even the Chachamim who argue in Remeir agree by other stories, because it says a case of a star which is that there was a loan. They use the star Bo B'yom Shal Chasima on that day. And then Uporo Bo B'yom, and then they repaid it on the same day. You cannot reuse it for a second loan. Afilo B'yom Milva Rishona Lachi Piroyan. So even though it's on this the same day of the first loan is a second loan. And he paid it back, and then he wants to reborrow again. The lekel lemechus the muktim. It's not predate. It's not the date is not incorrect. The date is correct. So you can't do it because of nimchul shiburoi. When the loan was paid back, the power of the star was broken. Ubatul hashtar. Venekar calls Mushubodus Shuv, the Milva Hashniya. So if there be a second loan, the karka would not become a shubut. Why shalom aleh nechtam shtar zeh? Because the edim didn't sign on the second loan. We have a milbal peh, and it's a milbal peh which no shubut karkos. Abul shikra, you see, but the problem of shikra wasn't bothered. Why you nechtam al milbusu? We see the fact that it was written before the loan doesn't bother us. The only problem is that it was written on a different loan, but the fact that it was written before the loan is not a problem. So we're not worried about Mexican Kishik, keep away other stories. Okay. So the Mishnah, Chabzan Amar Aleph. Hamevi get. Person was transporting the get, and then he dropped it somewhere and lost it. Matzol alter is kosher, and he finds it right away. So he's allowed to assume that that's the get that he just dropped, and it's kosher. If not, so it's possible. Because we're worried about maybe that what he found is not the one that he dropped, and it's not lishma. There's a document which has all the names right. That in this short period of time there should be somebody with and he doesn't see anybody else around. So somebody else around should be say maybe really was carrying a similar get. It's not a chashash. There's over a period of time, maybe there was another get which happened to fall, which is similar. Then Morris is going to discuss what the scenario is.
So we also have the Adam.
Right. But so b'chavisa b'luskema, if it was in a container. So, and Imakir, if he recognizes the container, the kli is kosher. He has a siman in the kli. That's good. Zakrashi mean lav posel shemer me'acher nofal vein zeshalom. Maybe somebody else dropped it and it's not his. Matzoba chafisa kli v'yesh siman v'kli shu shalom. He has a siman on the kli. Imakir kosher. Imakir is a new case. Milsav b'nafshi. Well, because honey, Oshimakiroi, Philomatsu, Bahomaki must kosher. He recognizes the get. It's also kosher. Vermino, the more someone asks you, Sira, I'm seeing the first parak. Matsugite Noshim, Vishakuri Avodim, Daitiki, Matonis Vishavrim. Person finds any of these documents. A get for a woman or a shikra for an eved. A daitiki is a person who's a shkimer that writes up his matanas or stam matanas or receipts. So the person finds it. So the shayla is you can return it. A Shabbos Aveda, who did it fall from? Did it fall from the woman after the divorce or from the man before the divorce? The Shaver, did it fall from the woman before the payment? Did it fall from the man after the payment? Reza Lo Yachzer, can't give it back to either of them. Sheni Armor, Ksuban Ha Yubanim Mechaleim Shalitin, on the fact that they're written doesn't indicate they were necessarily given. They might have written it and then not given it. Ha Armor Tanu, Noisnin, Pilas Mamaruba. But if one party is agreeable to give it to the other party. So we'll give it back, even though it's potentially been lost for a period of time. So our only concern is these two parties. So if the the man is moida, you give it to the woman. Well, why aren't we worried? Maybe it's somebody else's get. Which is what we're worried about over here. So there's a whole other level of concern that Mishnah seems not to be worried about. It's only worried about the two parties, but not any outside people. Over here, we're worried about a possibility of an outside person. Okay. So, the more answers, Omar Rabba, Lokasha, Kamna Makam Sheshiris Mitsuyas, Kamna Makam Sheshiris Mitsuyas. There's a difference if there's a large outside contingency in the area, then there's a possibility of other people out there. But if not, we assume we're working with the people over here, and as far as we know, there's no reason to be cautious that maybe somebody else dropped it. Okay. Who shahus a gush that Yosef ben Shimon birachas? The Mora says, however, that was Rabbi saying.
Which I hope what Mark said. No, I don't want to make it to
I'm sorry, so the feel about Malkum Shasharis Matsuyas, who shows which they have to be Shimon Birachas. So the Gemara says, Rabbi get the difference between Shasharis Matsuyas and not Shasharis Matsuyas. But even in the scenario of Shasharis Matsuyas, the Gemara is saying, we have to assume Rabbi meant that we knew there was two people with the same name. Because if not, we're going to have a problem with a different statement of Rabba. So this is not Rabba talking. This is the Gemara interjecting into Rabba's din. Because otherwise we're going to have a problem. Why? It was found. It was brought to the basin of Rav Huna, and the get was written with the following phrase: Bishuri Masa, the Rochis Nahara, the city of Shiuri, which is on the river Rochis. There's a possibility there was two cities with the same name, and therefore we cannot return the get because we don't know if this is the same get as the one who's claimed that he lost it. Maybe there's another get out there, a similar get.
I understand that. He's concerned that there's another
city with the same name.
Wouldn't we know if there was another city with the same name?
You are understanding it like we have to tell the town, but the town on our own. I don't know.
The Rabba, Rechista was a contemporary of Rav Huna. Said to Rabba, "Puk ba'ayin ba, go look into this." To the urta boyla minoch Rav Huna, because tonight Rav Huna is going to come and ask you about this case. So the Mora says, "Nofak talk about Ashkach." So it doesn't mean officially he went out. It means he journeyed through, as it were, all of his knowledge until he found the case, which he felt would be a right to the shayla. He came up with the following. It's not. The Mishnah says over there, Bamatzia, the Mishnah, which is actually, it's the next Mishnah. It's the next Mishnah. Then once you get to know Shem, it's the next Mishnah after that. Come I said Bezdin, Hareza Yachzer. So documents which is a document which Bezdin, where's Tupshat over there? One means either a document made by Bezdin, or it means a document which has been verified by Bezdin. So we don't have any question of the validity. You're allowed to return it. So by once you're being mekayim in a Bezdin, we assume that it was used. So the chashash which we grappled with over here, maybe they never gave the get, they never were shakur the evid. It's not a chashash anymore. Once Bezdin's been mekayim, we assume that it was used. So if the means the only concern we're concerned about is whether it was used or not, whether we believe that the two parties are the only ones we're concerned about. The question was whether there really was a loan yet, whether there really was a divorce yet. But we're not worried about a third party belonging to somebody else. Okay, but we're saying over here that we're not worried about it. And we're diverging into the case of Shiras Mitsuyas, we are worried, and not Shiras Mitsuyas, they're not worried. So what's the raya for that Mishnah? Maybe that's from a case where there's not Shiras Mitsuyas. Va'beidina d'Rav Huna, kimakam Shiras Mitsuyas dami. That Bezdin, there was constantly people coming in from all different places. We're proving from the case of the Mishnah to the case of Rav Huna. Because Pashat Yachzer, we learn now that you can still return it. I mean, even in the case of Shiras Mitsuyas, we're not cautious for a third possibility. So Alma, Ihusuk Ushta Yosef and Shimon Birachas in Vilo, Lo. So even in the case of Shiras Mitsuyas, Rav was only worried about it because we know that there's other people out there with the same name. Yeah. Okay. So Zakrashi. Daitaki is Savosh Gimira. So the word Daitaki is a contraction of the following phrase. Zah Tehela make him aliyos. This should be considered established. And it's going to be so that so and so gets this item. So Zavosh Gimira, that's automatic that it works. So it's called Daitaki. Yeah. Matanus is Matnas Bori. So Lo Yaxer. So we can't return it. Lo the Baba Lo Isha. You can't return the get to either the husband or the wife. V'chein Shechur to the owner or to the Eved. V'chein Kulam. So the concern over here is maybe it was used and it belongs to the woman. Maybe it wasn't used and it belongs to the man still.
Do you just bring it to base then, or you tear it out?
We can hold it on to see if they can bring in other proofs. Bring Adam that it was used. I mean, it's holy time of Bishani Omer, but the only thing the mission is concerned about is maybe it wasn't used. So So then we can be medayik. If the Imam Rabbal, if the Baal would be agreeable to new law, Shani Kesavtiv law, if we that if the Baal is agreeable, Noistin. We're not worried about maybe even after the husband is moida, who said this get was their get. Maybe it was a different couple. So Rabbi said there was insurance mitzuyas or not. Welcome to insurance mitzuyas puzzle. Maybe it fell from these people who are passing through. But so we have these two parties in front of us with the right names. We assume they're the ones. If you welcome Shiars Mitsuyas, then the more you qualify that statement. This is not Rabbah talking anymore. Ela Hashas, who the Gemara is interjecting, the Masada of Omar, and it clarifies the Hod the Uki Rabbah Bavakam Shishars Mitsuyas. Even with Rabbah's case, in the case of Shishars Mitsuyas, the Dafka Bahushi, Bahus Gushta Yos, Shnean Oshim, Bishem Zeh, Boisu Ha'ir. That there's people with. We know there are people with similar names. If it's not known, we're not maybe that exists. And we're not aware of it. Or maybe there's another city out there with a similar name. And there's somebody out there, another couple with a similar name. We're not worried about those possibilities. If you don't say this, that Rabbah only, if you're not agreeing with our qualification, that Rabbah only says it's a problem if A, I'm saying it out of order, that we know there are multiple names, people with the same name. We know that. And Shiras Mitsuyas, so it's a good chance that somebody was passing by and dropped it. If we don't accept that criteria of Rabbah, then Kasha the Rabbah, the Rabbah, then we're going to have a stira. Because there was a story, it's found by dinner of Hunup, Shahubu Sham the Kaim of Bezdin. It was brought for Kiyum, costed by Hanpik, and they were Mekayim it. And then the name Henpik, I pointed out to you when we're learning Ksubas, usually the language of their Kiyum, we would say Shtar Zeh Nafka Kadamono, this Shtar has been presented to us. So it starts out with the words that's Nafka. So you call it a handpick. Then after it was Mekuyim, it fell from that person. And he wants it back. There was not known there were some people with the same name. So really, you should be able to give it back. So Rav Huna said, there's a new kashash, kashin and shnei shiuri, shema loy zu, veloy zehu shenofu mizeh. So maybe this document really is from a different city with the same name, with a couple with or a malvin aloyva with the same name. So Rav Chista said to Rabbah, "Think, look into this." So Rabbah said, "We find a shtar makuyim. We're not worried about that. The shtar wasn't used. Why? In general, the loiva wasn't Mekayim the Shtar before the loan. The Malba was Mekayim the Shtar after the loan. Why the Chayish Shem Yimusu ate him? They don't want to be Mekayim it beforehand. you don't really need to do that. But the Malva, once he gets it, wants to be Mekayim, because if the Edom die before he collects, he won't be able to prove it. So he says, let's go do it now before the Edom die. So my Sebastian raised the Yachzer. We're not worried about the possibility that these are not the right parties. And they did the Rapuna. He was used constantly for Dini Torah and for Psak. Boim Shom, people would come there constantly. And the Kapashat Rabbi the Yachzer, and Rabbi said, return it. As long as it's not known that there's two people with the same names, we're not worried. Maybe there's two Shiuri. We're not worried about two Shiuri. So we see that, and that was Rabbi's Raya. Excuse me. Rav Huna's case, but going back over here, even though it's yours, Mitsuyos, it's still only a problem if there's a known entity out there with a similar name. Okay. Something more. Oben Rabba Uvda Bahu Gita. The Ishtachuk Bekisna, the Pupadisa, Kishmate. So Rabbi Halacha Lamaisa, they found the get in the Bekisna, which I guess means the place where they processed, they made the linen, in the city of Pupadisa. So he did a psak, Kishmate, the way he explained the sugya. Okay. So it's only a problem if there's two. We know the two guys have been Shimon's and a Shiras Mitsuyos. So now, Zotik Gemara, what does that mean? Ikadari, some say that the scenario was Beduchta. Hecha the Torah kisna, Valvagav the Huchsuku. It was found where they soak the flax, which wasn't the place where there was a large amount of traffic. If Valvagav the Huchsuku. So even though there was two people which are known to have the same name, but since it was not found in the place of Shiras Mitsuyos, so you return it. Since the Shiaras were not Mitsuyos, the fact that there's known that there's other people with the same name is not a problem. The case was the place where they're selling it, which is a case of there's constant people coming and going to buy. So that's the equivalent of that Shioris and Mitsuyos. Okay, so now, why do we return it? But it was not known there was other people with the same name. So Rab was only worried about even a case of Shiaris Mitsuyos, if it's Huchzak, that there's two people with the same name. Meshkikun Shiaris, even though it was Shkikun Shiaris. It's only a problem if you have both issues simultaneously, that there's other people coming, there's a lot of traffic, and we know there's another party out there with the same name. The theory over here was that only one of the two was there. We give it back to the one who was the who who's asking for it, but I mean, that's going to be the malva. We assume that the loan took place, the get was given, etc., like we were saying before. So whether it's a get, the get over here means a regular get, or it means a regular shtar, we would give it back to the person, assuming that there had been a transaction. Ikad Amri, so some learn if the scenario was that the one of the two which was there, Haibe Kista, Hecha the Torah Kista, in some case they would soak it, Bebeis, Meha Mishra, they would have a building where they would soak the flax. It's not a lot of traffic there. And therefore, if it's Zeroi Rabba gave it back, even though there was other people in the city with the same name. It was in the marketplace, a lot of people there. But we don't know of another party with the same name. Just want to point out, we had before, when you have two people with the same name, whether we had the question whether they're able to actually use the document, because maybe the other person can be, you know, fight back and say it wasn't you. It's questionable if this document ever belonged to him to start with. The case over here was, we're not denying that this person had a shtar. Our only issue is maybe there's somebody else out there who also had the same shtar and dropped it. So that's what Rabbi is saying. That chashash, and maybe there's somebody out there with the same shtar, I have to, A, be chashash that there's somebody out there with the same name. That's my first question. The second question is, even if that's true, somebody with the same name, and maybe he also had the documents, but why should I believe that? We know A, Mr. A has such a document, and he dropped it. So, well, but maybe Mr. B also has a similar document and also dropped it. So, well, why should I believe Mr. B was here to be worried about the possibility? Well, it's Shiras Matsuyas. So the large amount of traffic brings that second party, and we make this chashash that maybe he also had a document and maybe he also lost it, even though he hasn't declared such a statement yet, right? But because of the large amount of traffic, you know, it's possible, we don't know about it yet, but meanwhile he was there. So Rab is saying, I need a combination of that we know there's a second party out there, and there's a good reason to believe that second party was near here. So then we're kosher. But if you don't have both factors, we're not kosher.
So what? You can just investigate and ask. Tracking the other Yosef and shipping, track him down and ask him.
And economy, theoretically, you could do that. And the reason why the war is pointing that out, you could have learned that what Shiras Matsuyas does for you is both. It creates a possibility, well, since there's such a large amount of people, maybe there's somebody out there with the same name. Right? So what Rabbah is saying, what the Mor is saying in Rabbah, that's not how Rabbah understands the point of Shiras Matsuyas. Even with Shiras Matsuyas, you still need to add in that we know there's a second party. Okay, let's hold it here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. If you had, you know, large enough, New York City, right? I mean, it's, you know, Karvapad is somebody else with the same name, as long as, you know, the name's not so really odd.
Right.
So it's all going to depend to some extent to, you know, how large the cities are and how common the name is. It's a general matter.
Right. John Smith?
Yeah.